Brand new year, but we are still focused on Bridgeport Public Schools. As you know, in late 2024, we learned that there was a huge deficit the district was facing. We also knew that there was a huge leadership change. At the time, it was a superintendent who abruptly left her post. And Dr. Royce Avery took over pretty much immediately. He is the interim superintendent of schools. He would love to have this job as a permanent position. And in the meantime, has been doing a lot of work, not just with the Board of Ed in Bridgeport, but also with the state, with teachers, with the community. And it seems like those goals are still in line for 2026 to continue progress with the Bridgeport School District. And so Dr. Avery is back. Can't start the new year off without talking to him and really seeing where we have been and what we're projected to do in the new year. Dr. Avery, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Melissa. Thank you for having me this morning.
Of course. I'm always glad to check in with you, Dr. Avery. And I have to make sure if our audience is, if we have any new members, Dr. Avery has been nothing but transparent with WICC. He has been coming on from the very beginning, keeping us in check, letting us know the good, the bad, everything in between. And we so appreciate being able to work with you, Dr. Avery. So again, I thank you so much. And I want you to know that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean it. I really do. Listen, I very much care. As you know, I very much care about the Bridgeport School District, the 19,000 plus students who rely on it, the families, the teachers, obviously, who have dedicated their careers to it. And I recognize that in you. And so I appreciate being able to work with you in this public capacity on WICC. So, you know, Dr. Avery, I want to start with just kind of let's set the tone, right? So January of 2026, where were we when you and I first connected in November of 24 to where we are today? I mean, let's just kind of do a little recap for people.
Well, I think you can say, I mean, as the leadership changed, you know, back in, you know, those early stages where, you know, superintendent, a new superintendent coming in, an interim steps in, you know, and then really trying to, you know, address the issues that was before us. I mean, that is, you know, the trust of the leadership, the, you know, the board had, problems and things that they were dealing with. And so there was just and then we had the budget situation. So we had all those culminating, things that really compounded any progress going on in this district. So I had to, with the leadership team and with the current, you know, but with the board at the time, really understanding what those root causes were and what and how we were going to address those. So we had to kind of dig deep and figure out, okay, what's going to be the strategy here? You know, we had to take it slow. We had to kind of fine-tune some things. We had help from the state to kind of identify some of those internal things that were really happening at the time, and then really try to, you know, set some goals around how we're going to work through some of those things. And I think the biggest part of that was that $30 million plus dollar deficit that we had to cut staff, programs, and, you know, just, you know, regular daily things that we had to give our kids that we couldn't give our kids because we didn't have the funds to do it. So that was the major, when I look back and say, wow, it was just a short period of time where we had to do all those things. And, you know, Melissa, I think one of the things that was very, very helpful for me is that we had community support, we had state support, the city of Bridgeport kind of, we all kind of tried to put our heads together. And then the board kind of took some of that and really took my recommendations and really, you know, allowed me to do the work that needed to be done, because it was really, really a lot of things happening in a short period of time. And now we're here. And I think that's, we are at the pivotal point of really, you know, taking off from here. I have kind of revised some things to stay focused on the financial pieces of this district, but also looking towards the leadership side, because I'm still interim school superintendent. And so all those things compound, but I'm ready. It's 2026. It's a new year. I can't harp on all the things that happened in 2025. All I can do is look for a positive perspective to really engage this community, because it's going to be important that this community engages in this whole process. They need to understand financials, the budget, and what's happening. And so that's what we're gearing up to do right now. And hopefully I'll be able to talk a little bit about what I'm looking to engage the community on in the next couple of weeks. And I think that's going to be important.
Yes, and I very much plan to talk about that. I do have to ask this question, though, Dr. Avery, just because I know, I want to know. I know our listeners want to know, but I would also personally like to know, any movement on the superintendent's search? I mean, I know that was paused last year. Obviously, you've expressed that you would like this job permanently. I think you've beyond proven that you want this job. And I think, I don't know all the people who would like this job as well, but I know that you've certainly built up quite the resume to take the job on permanently. Where are we at with that search?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, the state of Connecticut and the board, at least the leadership side of the board, is in conversations about trying to figure out what's the next steps. I think the critical part for the state right now is for the board to really look at their bylaws and figure out exactly, you know, and with the help of CABE, to try to develop their model bylaws to move this district forward, because I think that's critical in the leadership side of it, because they're looking at can they do it based on the bylaws that they currently have? And if they can't, they need to kind of readjust those in order to make sure that they can govern as well as the superintendent, or with the superintendent and with the community, you know, and let's get our true direction and a true focus as we look at the challenges that we have and come together collectively and make it work for us, right? So I think that's what's that. So I'm thinking about the end of the month, they will have, you know, a little bit better directions on how to, I wasn't in those conversations, so sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I've seen some things that saying, oh, we're getting ready to start looking at if they're even capable of doing that. And so, with the help of the state.
Can I be honest, Dr. Avery? I look at, and this is a totally different district, but just so that people don't think I'm just poking at Bridgeport, I look at Stamford right now. Okay, so Stamford has a superintendent who is set to leave at the end of this school year. And a huge change happened this year for Stamford schools, block scheduling. I don't know if you followed this story. So this was a huge, dramatic change for Stamford schools, very controversial. And this solely was a huge push by the current superintendent. She's leaving. Okay, so a brand new superintendent will start, whoever that may be, an interim, whatever it may be. Leadership is leadership, and it's going to be totally different no matter who it is. So whether it's you or it's somebody else, I think what's really a disservice, not to put pressure on something, but it would be a real shame. You set all these different precedents. You've started this real collaborative effort, and I'm sorry, but you're very different than who was serving in this role before you, and she was very different than the person before them. My point being is I'm surprised that we haven't solved this. I'm surprised that we haven't just made either you permanent or we've just solved who it's going to be, because I'd hate to go through this whole process, have all this progress happen for Bridgeport, to just have new leadership come in and be like, well, you know, we're going to do it our own way. Like that to me is really backwards thinking. I find it really interesting that this hasn't been solved, because to me, I think we can all agree leadership is a huge key with the success of any school district. And the fact that you're still at an interim basis is very surprising to me.
Well, Melissa, the way it happens to be is that the state's really trying to make sure that they take the necessary steps to do this right.
And I appreciate that. I do.
This is a unique situation, you know, and even with me and my in the position that I'm in right now, I had to, over this Christmas break, really kind of, you know, contemplate exactly what is this all about? You know, why am I not there? I'm like you. I'm having the same kind of, questions in my head and with my family, you know, but I think it's important to say I'm in a position to fight for kids and fight for things that the children of Bridgeport need. And I can tell you right now, with any search that's going to happen, I'm going to be right there in the middle of all of it, talking about what I've done and what I'm will continue to do, you know, for the fight for children of Bridgeport. So, okay, however long it takes, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
You know, but I
don't know if I am, but I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are, Dr. Avery. You're much more poised than I am. We're talking to Interim Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Royce Avery from the Bridgeport School District. And Dr. Avery, only because I know time is of the essence, and we could go down talking about the superintendent search for so long. But I do have to talk about, obviously, the budget. I know there was an article, actually, at the end of December. It was highlighting the firm Public Works LLC, which has been tapped to help with the public, the Bridgeport Public School officials, school board members. They were saying they want you guys to follow a schedule. Where are we at with the 2026-27 budget?
As you know, when they presented that schedule, it is a very, very tight schedule for this whole budget development process. You know, but we are in the process working with the state technical teams and streamlining internal processes. We're working through those right now. We're building stronger financial and operational systems within our district. It's been a very eye-opening process and procedures that we're going through. And I think it's things that are really, really needed in this district to be able to make sure that if additional funding is ever given to this district and whoever sits in this role, we're going to have the systems in place to make sure that nothing like has happened in the past happens again. I think that's really important. And I think the other overarching piece for this whole process on the financial side is building public trust and working with the community to understand what is the budget. You know, we got $300-some-odd million worth of a budget that we have, and does the community truly understand? $304 million, that's a lot of money. So, but we have to be able to bring it down to a layman's terms so that the average community person could understand what they are. So getting out there and meeting regularly with our local communities, really working with our state delegation and city and state leaders to really understand, it really is not just a budget issue. Mm-hmm. It's much more than that, right?
No, absolutely.
It's looking at the funding of how schools in Connecticut are funded. It's looking at how we are spending the money, and are we capable of making sure that we're doing the right thing with the taxpayers' dollars? That's important.
Yeah.
But I think one of the overarching things is we're not getting enough community, you know, understanding and community support from just really understanding where we are and how did we get here.
Well, and maybe part of that, Dr. Avery, is because you're doing things very differently. One of the things that I think I really have noticed about your leadership is that you so engage. I mean, you engage with everybody, whether it's community, teachers, faculty, students, even, the Board of Ed. That's like kind of your bread and butter from what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
I've noticed that about you. And honestly, you teed that up really beautifully because I do want to make sure people get involved. You guys are hosting a budget community forum, staff, families, students, community members. You all have the opportunity to share ideas, suggestions that could help shape the district budget. This is happening January 10th at Central
Yes.
High School. And again, what are you looking for? I want to make sure people know who you are looking to have show up to this, and what do you want to hear from them?
I want students, parents, community members, local, you know, officials. I want anybody and everybody that wants to come out, because what we've done a thought exchange, which is a survey process that we're using in the district to gauge what does the community want in a budget? What should this district be focusing in on for the children of this district? And so we've got that information. We're going to be talking a little bit about what are some of the things that resonates with community members. We're going to bring that to light. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. So when we bring those the actual budget items to back in front of the community again, then we're going to be able to really make sure that those things that the community are asking for is going to be highlighted and focused on within this budget. And again, it's just not going to be me. The Board of Ed is going to also be participating in this process. And that's a little bit different than what we've done in the past as well, Melissa. Myself and the team of nine, we have to present this as a collective effort. And I think that's important for me. And we've been building, and I've been working with the board to try to work. Now, we're not always going to agree to everything. That's okay. That's just good business, right? But we have to be able to take the works of the leadership and provide that to the board in order for the board to take it and run with it. And I know there's a lot of if, ands, and others about, well, the board never got this in the past. Well, I'm not the past. This is the present. And we need to focus on what we're going to do moving forward and not worry so much about all the things that happened the last 10 years in this district or in this state. I'm not worried about all that.
No,
I can't control any of that.
Right. It's forging a path kind of forward. Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and getting all the voices at the table, which, again, I think is so important. And I so appreciate the fact that you guys are hosting this budget community forum. I want people to know if you are a staff member in Bridgeport, a family, a student, a community member, if you care about the Bridgeport school budget, which you should, honestly, even if you don't have kids in the district, you should care about where the money is going, how it's being spent. This community forum is happening on January 10th, 10 a.m. Central High School. And if you can't be there, they would still love to get your feedback. I have a link that's been provided to us by the Bridgeport Public Schools, and I will put that with Dr. Avery's podcast and post it to our website, voiceofct.com. So if you want to get involved, please do so. We'll give you all the details and the link to get involved as well on our website, voiceofct.com. Dr. Avery, we have run out of time, but I so appreciate always having your feedback and being able to connect on the air, and I know we will connect again really, really soon. Thank you so much. And again, January 10th is when that forum is happening. Budget Community Forum.